Hi, this is Linda Weston, and you're listening to the Linda with a Y podcast. Yo, yo! Hello, everybody. I hope you are all well. So I saw Darren Conway's skit of his friend knocking in from. Is it so funny that someone knocking in for someone now is so funny? Because no one would ever do that anymore. It was so good and I was in stitches and it just made me so nostalgic. Just made me think of everything growing up in the 90s and all the funny things that happened when you're growing up. And really, the 90s was the last decade that didn't have phones, we didn't have any social media. It was the last decade before all that came in. So we're just so lucky to grow up in that time. And our kids will never know what it's like to not have any of them things. And you just go out with your friends and you can have the best day of your life, but absolutely none of that stuff. I really, really, really enjoyed recording this podcast. I had to say, it made me just so happy. It just made me laugh so much. So I hope you enjoy it. And please, everyone, mail me in and let me know what your favourite part about growing up in the 90s was, because I know everyone would have their own favourite part. This is just really my memories and my story. So I hope you enjoy, guys. This is why I believe growing up in the 90s was the best. Enjoy, guys. Love you. Bye. Hi, everybody. I have new podcasting equipment so I can do things like this. Yay. Woo. That's good, isn't it? I had it for Shan's interview, but I wasn't like confident enough with it. I done a cheers for her at the beginning, but I was like, oh god. It actually makes a sound. Look, it does things like this. Look. Woo! Or this. Woo! Oh, I'll use that for a Halloween one. There you go, guys. I'm so excited. So this podcast, I was debating on what to do for this podcast, okay, because I have been looking through Instagram and everyone seems to be a little bit down. Because we're in lockdown again in Dublin. For those of you who are listening to me in Dublin, for those of you who aren't listening to me in Dublin, we are in lockdown again. Stage 3. And we are just a bit browned off with life, aren't we? That's basically what I am. That's the census I'm getting all over my Instagram, all over my Facebook. And I said, right, we have to do a fun podcast to make people laugh and make people think about really good old times. And what is the best way to think about really good old times rather than think of the 90s? Growing up in the 90s. The 90s were the last, it was the last decade that people went ruined with technology. The last decade that we didn't all have our heads stuck in our phones. Like, I'm addicted to my phone. I'll be the first one to say it. The last time where people actually played. They all played with each other, guys. They went out. People knocked for you. People actually knocked for you. And it'd be like a ghost knock. Like, you wouldn't know when they were knocking. If someone knocked for me now, if it's not a shipper that I ordered or a Chinese I ordered, I'd be like, they're either selling something and they're going to kill us. Don't answer that door. Like, don't answer it. Mobiles were there by the end. I think 98 did mobiles come in. Yeah, they were there. Like, well, only people like Zach Morris had them, or like the baddie in the film had them or something. Like, you know, not everyone had one at all. It was really in the noughties. Everyone started getting their mobiles. So it was just such a simpler time. Everyone had to interact with each other. There's so much choice now. There's so much choice. Like Netflix. Like, I could spend 3 hours flicking through Netflix. When you were back in those days, if you were lucky enough to get your mom and dad bring you to the video shop and you got a video in Extravision, you sat there, and if the video was bad at the beginning, you had to continue watching it. Now you give a film 10 minutes and you're like, this is shit. Turn it off. On to the next one. Like, you had to watch something all the way through, no matter what. It was a simpler time. There's so much more worry now, I think. There's just so much more worry with the babies and with kids that are on. Kids are on Instagram, kids are on Facebook and all. Like, you don't know what age you even be allowing them on, but when they're on, you're worried about groomers, you're worried about anything that could happen to them on the internet, or anything they could see on the internet. Like, it's the scariest thing ever. And the world is such a scary place now. Even letting them go into the shop on their own. I was going to the shop on my own when I was 7. I was like, off you go. See you later. Have some fun. Here's a bit of Bob. Off you go. Back then, my mad just said to me, there's a man in the van. He's giving out sweets to kids. If you see him, run away. I'd be like, absolutely shit myself. I'd be so afraid. Some poor bloke would be coming home from work in his van and I'd be like, predator, run! My mom told me, guys, run away. That's all I ever had to worry about back in the 90s. Actual games we played with each other. Like, tip the can. Tip the can. Manhunt. Them two games, the only thing I really, really, really remember is hiding. I'm just being buzzing to go to the toilet. I was just buzzing for a pee the whole time. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait till someone finds me. I can never remember running to the can. I actually don't even remember being on the can. Oh, it was just so good. But if you had a really, really, really good game of Manhunt, oh yeah, life was complete. It just reminds me of like summer nights. Like, it'd usually be that dark at that time of winter, like the summer nights, and everyone would have a big deadly game of Manhunt. Oh, like, no phones, no iPad, no technology in sight. Just you and your mates just laughing their heads off. Like, you think I laugh now. Back then, that's all I ever done. Everything was so much more funny. Rounders. Rounders. Rounders is a summer's day. At 12 o'clock. Millions of us. I grew up in Stapola Lawns in Baldoyle. There's a green that's actually like a round green. So we were built to play rounders, and oh my God, what a game. So good. Oh, so good. Running around their base, they're like, yes, I'm going to make a buck. You get so into it. Squares. Squares. People have different names for different things, but in Baldoyle, it was called squares, and each person had a square on the road, and you had to keep, basically the ball couldn't bounce in that square. And if the ball bounced in that square, then you're out. What a game. And you could go on for hours, and be killing. Be like, no, if someone owned the ball, like, you couldn't really fight that much with the person that owned the ball. You're like, all right, it didn't bounce in that square. Relax, because it can just do a big, I'm taking my ball and I'm going out. No, you couldn't. They were the independent adjudicator at all times in the game of squares. Curbs, guys. That was my favorite. My favorite one of all time for the rest of my life. Curbs or curbs, whichever your preference is. I think I used to say curbs and now I say curbs. I don't know. Which one do you say? I definitely say curbs now. But I think back in the day I said curbs. I'm not sure. But so curbs, or what do I say? Maybe I do say curbs. I don't know. Kirby. I've said it so many times that it doesn't make any sense. You throw the ball and it'd be like 20 points to get it in the curb, right? But if you threw the ball and it hit one curb, and then it came back and it hit the other curb again. Oh my God! It was like 100 points or something. You were like, yes! Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Like that one. I want that feeling again. I want to feel like I got the 100 points on curbs again. I don't think I'm ever going to get that feeling again for the rest of my life. Screaming with excitement. Oh God, so good. So good. And then I remember in curbs as well, when a car came, you pretend you had a rope. Did you ever do that? Was that just us? Pretend you had a rope and like you'd pull it. You'd pull on either side. And if the car slowed down, you'd be like, oh, we tricked you. We're little tricksters. Do you not see what we're doing? We're tricking you. The innocence of it, all of it is just so innocent. And sometimes what I think, what's been lost in the decades since the 90s is the innocence of kids. Like, it's like they're not kids for long anymore. You ever see a 13-year-old walking around now or a 12-year-old walking around now, big contoured, beautiful makeup on their face, and they all want to look older. And I suppose everyone does try and be older when they're younger, but that is what's been taken away. Like, they're all dying to put on a load of makeup and all. But we were walking around and I had my brother's hand-me-down tracksuit on, and my ma used to cut me fringe. I could talk about this fringe a lot because it's honestly the best fringe that ever lived. It's like a duvet on my head. Helen Weston used to lie to me and say that she used to be a hairdresser and she used to cut me fringe, and it was just like a bowl on my head. So I walked around with a bowl of haircut and my brother's hand-me-down tracksuit, and I couldn't have been happier. I was baiting around a low pony, a few sovereigns. I was out the door ready to go. Aww. And I was so happy. Like, I didn't know any different. I was like, yeah, so what? Like, everyone looked the same. No one was trying to. There was no, because there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook, there was none of this, there was no photos every 2 seconds. We were just out. having a laugh, playing Bleeding Manhunt. You weren't going to play a game of Manhunt with a big face of makeup on, were you? No. But so the 90s is going to be different for everyone. So as I said, I was 88, I was born. So the 90s, I was really growing up. I was just a kid. But Steve, my boyfriend, I asked him what he thought of the 90s. Like, what was... And the first thing he thought of was Italian 90. Now, Italian 90, I was two, so I didn't give a shit about Italian 90, but he was saying that was just the first thing that popped into his head, and he's so excited to talk about it. He's saying there was a sticker book or a card book, something like that. He said there was like a card book. You collected all the cards of everyone in Italian 90, and he was like, I was addicted. I was so addicted. He was like, Linda, I go to bed thinking of the cards I didn't have, the cards I needed to get. He was like, it was so addictive. But like, girls, did we not have that in the 90s? Fancy paper. Fancy fucking paper. Oh my, I was addicted to all the fancy paper. I was like, ma'am, I need to get the smelly fancy paper. I need it now. I need it, ma'am. And stickers. You get like the furry sticker. You get the stickers that, the sticker, you had your sticker book and you had the furries all on one page, and then the other pages have like, the glistening, glittery ones. And then there'll just be the regular stickers. Now, when you're bartering, like, the regular stickers, there'll be two regular stickers for a furry sticker. I was like a bleeding bookie in the schoolyard. I'd be like, no. I said, two normal stickers for a furry. You're not putting a wall over my eyes there, Lucy. You're not putting a wall over. Like, proper bartering down. Everyone, like, we were so addictive. And the amount of money you'd spend them, I'd be like, ma, I need to get the furry sticker. I need it, ma. Please, all my friends have it. Please, ma. Oh, my God. So funny. Marketing genius, isn't it? They just get their kids into it. And then, my God. Pogs, guys. What absolute genius came up with pogs? You had to turn it around. You slammed it with a slammer. If someone had a juicy metal slammer, you were like sweating looking at them. Like, you are the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. A big metal slammer was the coolest thing you could have in the 90s. But then the pogs are just like paper things. So mine used to be wrecked. Like, you know, the organizational skills of people with stickers and pogs when they were younger. My sticker book was like, I used to put a furry with a shiny all on the one page. But some people were like, oh no, you can't do that. The organizational skills were amazing. And you know the people that had the proper pog holder? The proper pog holder. It was like a long, skinny... It's like a long thing that you could put all the pogs in. It was perfect. I was like, ma'am, I need a pog holder. Hold on, I'll get you one. It's going to be a Pringles box with my name on it. There you go. I never had the proper pog holder. I'll always hold that against you, mother. My organizational skills still aren't that good. I think if people had their pogs and their stickers in check back in the day... I say they're very organised now. But I can't talk about the 90s without talking about the one band that changed it all for me. As a little six-year-old, looking at these five girls, who am I going to say? Oh, I'll do it. I'll give them a cheers. Yay, the Spice Girls! The Spice Girls. I was six when the Spice Girls came out, and my... God, was my mind blown. Blown, like, loved them. Loved everything about every single one of them. But you couldn't love all of them. You had to pick one. Because if when you're going to be playing Spice Girls Tribute Band, you had to pick which one you wanted to be. Now, I wanted to be sporty more than anything. But I already hung around with a girl that was really sporty. So it wasn't happening for me. So it was scary. But in my heart, I wanted to be sporty. I didn't mind being scary. She was real cool. She was real edgy, like. But I really wanted to be sporty. But there was no way you could have two sporties. There's no way. Everyone had to pick which one you were going to be in it to stick to it. So I was always scary. And then there was always, like, we used to be, like, learning all the dances. I'd have me ma's shoulder padded shirt on or something. Like, makeup all on. In my back garden, learning the dances to precision. There was always one bossy young one. Right, five, six, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, you're coming in too late at the back there, Linda. I'm also with my mum's padded shirt and my mum's high heels. Can we not just have a bit of fun here? For God's sake. Always one bossy one in the group. Always, always, always. So good though. Learning Spice Girls in the back garden. Oh, it was the best fun ever. My Spice Girls group. Because I was so loud, you know. Everyone else would be singing and all, and they had their little cute little girl voice. Oh. And I was like, Spice Girls, yeah! With me friends. But the dramatics of it all, when I look back now, all the girls got together. They had a meeting. And they said that I couldn't be in the Spice Girls tribute band anymore because I was too loud and I wasn't able to sing. And I kept on doing the dances wrong. I still hang around with all the girls, but it's so funny. Whenever I say Spice Girls comes up and we're all sitting there, I'm like, just remember when I wasn't good enough to be in your Spice Girls band. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, there was no bossy one with us, really. Then you were, in fact, the bossy one. There always was. And 5, 6, 7. Like, can we not just have some fun? Please, like, please. Big shoulder pads. It was so good. I want to have fun like that again. I hope kids have fun like that still. I really, really, really do. Oh, I hope that's not lost. If you like a band, if your kids like a band, get them to go into your bedroom, put on your clothes and sing their heart out with a brush. Because there's nothing funner than that ever in life. Oh, 90s, I love you. But the music of the 90s. Now, as I said, everyone will think differently of the 90s. I know there was a whole big 90s dance scene and all, but I was like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the 90s. So that was not the scene at all for me. Mine was like Spice Girls, 5 bad boys with the power to rock you. What a band. What a band. Westlife, Boyzone, Take That. My first concert was E17, like All Saints, all these like pop, real poppy, amazing bands. Now, I know Oasis and Prodigy and Nirvana and all were out at that stage, but that was my older brothers and my older sisters. They loved all that stuff. You know, the dance, all the dance tunes and all. That was just all my older brothers and sisters. I was in my bedroom like, 5 bad boys with the power to rock you, blow your mind, so I gotta get into 5. What a tune. They have so many catchy tunes. You know that 5 Megamix? Mind blown. And the music was just, you'll never get music like that again. It was just so poppy, I suppose. I suppose it was just real bubblegum pop and everything was just like, and I always knew who was number one. I would get personally offended if Spice Girls wasn't number one. Like, properly, like, Top of the Pops, I'd watch it every Friday. I remember it was on a Thursday, then it got changed for Friday. I'd watch it every single Friday. And, like, finding out who was number one was the most exciting thing ever. Every week was so exciting. Like, who's number one now? Maybe I'm just out of the loop. I don't know. Am I just out of the loop? I don't know who's number one now. I don't care either. Like, if it's not Spice Girls, 5, he's 17, Britney Spears, I don't care. But Britney was, like, late 90s. So I didn't really start loving Britney until the very end of the 90s. Like in the middle, the real 90s me loved all Spice Girls and all. That was the real 90s me. But yeah, so Top of the Pops every week, like religiously watching it. Does anyone religiously watch a programme anymore? Like without like binge watching. There was no such thing as binge watching. We couldn't have it all at one go. You know, we just had little snippets of things. And so it would be Top of the Pops on Friday night, Saturday morning. Live and kicking. Oh my God. Live and kicking with Zoe Ball, Jamie Heaslip. Am I right? I know his name is Jamie. I might get his second name right. Zoe Ball, anyway, was the coolest young one. Oh, she was so cool. And Jamie. And he used to play Rugrats. And you have a big cauldron of Rice Krispies. Sit there in my little nightie watching Live and Kicking. Oh, it was so good. And they do like little games and all. Oh, it was so good. And Rugrats was so good back then as well. The cartoons back then. The cartoons were Doug. Remember Doug? And he loved Patty Mayonnaise. He was betting to Patty Mayonnaise, he was. And his little doggy Pork Chop. And your man that was always bullying him. Doug was so good. So yeah, you had the programs that you watched every single week. Everything was like clockwork. What did we watch on Saturday nights? Gladiator. Contestants, are you ready? John Anderson. If that's an awful Scottish accent, but that's he's an icon. The bloke is an icon. Gladiator was brilliant. I look back at clips of it now, like, oh my God, it was so good. But I never got, because I was so young, I suppose, I never got the whole sexy aspect of it, I suppose. Like, it was a load of absolutely beautiful men and women running around in leotards. I never, like, I was too young. I genuinely cared about the competition. I can see why it was so popular anyway, looking back on YouTube. At the end of the competition, at the end of the run of them escalators, at the end, I'm like, come on! Come on! And they all had names like Blaze and Jet. Jet was beautiful. Oh my God, she was so beautiful. I was looking back at all these today. It was so such a good day. And she had a Blaze. And then there was Wolf, and we all hated Wolf. We're like, boo! Down with Wolf! Very, very, very good program. Couldn't have been any better. Well, looking back at Gladiator as well. How we've evolved with hair and makeup, guys. We have evolved, I must say. And the most thing that's evolved with is eyebrows. Like back in the 90s, it was the skinniest little line of an eyebrow. That's all it was. And you'd either have really white makeup on or really thick orange makeup on. That's what I remember. Like my sister Susan was like a god to me when I was that age, right? The 90s, I was like, that young one is just doing great with herself. She'd have two lines drawn off her eyebrows and pan stick. Max smacked her pan stick all over her face. And she'd walk into a room in slow motion to me. I'd be like, whoa, she is looking unbelievable. Oh, God. And she'd be heading out to, back in those days, was Club G. That's where she'd be heading off to. Club G was the spot for her. And I remember being like, ma'am, I just can't wait until I'm old enough to go to Club G. I just can't wait. I actually don't know where Club G was. It might have been in Raheny. So when I was old enough to go to, at the very end of the 90s, about 11 or 12 now, no, about 12 at the end of the 90s, so 98, 99, and the cricket in Clontarf was the place to be. Oh my God, the place to be. You'd be walking in, and I could never get a membership because I wasn't old enough. I think I was 14. You had to be 14 to go. But no one was 14. Absolutely no one was. But I could never use it to get a membership. I remember there was like a queue for people that were our members. And I was like, oh my God. They'd walk past like VIPs. You'd be like, they're members. Oh my God, look at the members. So the members were getting forced. And then whoever would get, there was a second queue for non-members. And then whoever could basically fit in from the non-members queue would get in. We'd be standing in this queue. We used to go 3 or 4 hours early because that's how popular this place was. Whoever owned Clontarf Cricket Club was cleaning up with all these 12-year-olds. I think it must have been a 10 or 8. I don't really know. I can't remember. We'd be waiting in this queue for 3 or 4 hours, right? Oh, the queue for a little fatty. For a little fatty with a fringe. You know, starting to be more aware of herself, some might say, by the end of the 90s. Oh, but the queue was brutal. It was brutal. You know, there was always some little bollocks. Are you a fridgey? I kissed a boy on holidays in my key camp holiday in France. Excuse you. What's his name? Francois was his name. Big elaborate lie. I was bleeding 11. Leave me alone. Just that word. I could hear it from a fucking 10 mile radius. I swear to God, I'm like, they know. They know Francois's not real. They're on to me. They know. Oh, the 90s. The innocence. Is the innocence gone that we once had? I don't know. That's what I think of completely when I think of the 90s. I just think of just growing up, just playing, properly playing and laughing. I have never laughed more than I laughed in the 90s. Everything was so funny. Your friends, just being with your friends and being ugly and not caring. I think now because of Instagram and because of Facebook and all that stuff, girls and boys and pictures, there's a lot more pictures of yourself out now. Like I was Like back then, you had a disposable camera. Your ma take a few photos in your key camp holiday in France. Francois didn't want to get in the photos. My fake boyfriend in France. I did kiss him. I have kissed someone before. No, your ma would have a disposable camera on holidays. Take a few photos then. And that's it. Now photos are like an everyday occurrence, every second, every minute of every day. So kids are more aware of themselves younger. That's sad, you know. It is sad, but that was my 90s. My 90s was not caring. Having all my older brothers and sisters, looking up to them like they were my idols. And just growing up in the best way possible. And I just think the 90s was the last time before technology took over. And, you know, technology does a lot of great things. And we're way more connected to so many people. But it also took away a lot of things as well. And that's why growing up in the 90s was just, oh, do you know what? My heart is so full even saying all this now. I'm just so lucky to have grown up in such a deadly era. Like, it was just brilliant. It was the end of an era. That was why I think growing up in the 90s for me was the best. They're all the things I could remember about being a 90s kid. So please, guys, I want you to tell me why you liked growing up in the 90s so much. Please let me know. I want to hear everything. Like, I only have a girl's perspective. I don't have a boy's perspective. Like, as Dee said, Italian 90s, stuff like that. I'd love to know. Please. Remind me of things I forgot. So if you could mail me lindawithay@outlook.com or follow me on Linda with a Y podcast on Instagram and DM me. And please let me know, guys. Let's get happy. I know we're going through some hard times at the moment, but think back at the old days. And let's, even if you feel like you're stuck in your house, do some old 90s games. Get a load of pogs. Stop the bus. That's another one that I forgot. Play and stop the bus. So good. And let's think ahead and we're all going to be all right. Aren't we? Yes, we are. Right, guys. That's the only one I like. That's the only one I like is the cheers. Right. I love you all to bits. Right. Bye.